you love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We're joined right now by former felony prosecutor and attorney Eric Battis. We're discussing the case against Rex Huerman. And obviously, this thing runs very deep. Multiple states, multiple victims. As a defense attorney, what are some of the big challenges that you would anticipate his defense dealing with as he's prosecuted, considering the gravity of the case and how far it spans?
Oh, gosh, Tony, you know, there are so many moving parts.
Yeah.
Like you said, there are not only investigations in different states, but what that means is different jurisdictions, different sets of laws, different multiplicity of different law enforcement agencies that are involved. And so, you know, sort of trying to synthesize all of that into something that is digestible and something that you can turn into a defense strategy is a monstrous undertaking.
Because, I mean, it's one thing if we're talking about a murder case where it's one individual in one jurisdiction. You're dealing with the same set of information, same set of laws, all of that, and one case, one victim. You're talking about multiple victims here as of right now. As of this recording, it is three. It's likely going to increase if the evidence that we've been hearing about turns out to come to fruition. To be able to do that, are we talking about a very large period of time between all of this discovery and all of this information coming out in the investigation to the time he actually gets to court, simply because of the massive dynamic of information that needs to be gone through?
Yeah, you know, I think for multiple reasons, the defense is going to try to push this out, try to delay, try to buy themselves more time, in part just because of how huge the cases are, but also in part because that can sometimes benefit the defense, especially when we're talking about cold cases, stuff that happened, you know, years, if not decades ago. So I totally see the defense really drawing this out, and I don't think these cases are going away anytime soon.
No, and I think it's extremely understandable almost to everyone. It's not necessarily a stall tactic or anything like that. It's more like, look, we are human beings and we have to get through this information. From a legal perspective, how significant is the DNA that's linking Huerman to the crime scenes? As of right now, we know it to be those two hairs, his and his wife, on a burlap sack, particularly the mitochondrial DNA matches that have been done. We're hearing a lot of things that are looking pretty damning for Rex, child porn being another one of the major charges, I'm sure, that will be brought against him. But DNA, always one of those things that people like to focus on. Is this going to be a key factor in this, or is there already a ton of other pieces that are almost even stronger than the DNA?
It's seeming like the DNA is going to be certainly important here because, you know, it ties him directly to at least one of these victims. You know, he can't say, oh, it's some guy that looks like me, or, oh, it wasn't me. You know, he can't play the it wasn't me defense in terms of I've never met this person. I've never had contact with this person. The DNA shows that that's not true. And so, you know, is it important? Absolutely. Is there some way that his defense is going to try to explain it away? Are they going to say that he liked to frequent sex workers and this was just a consensual sex worker interaction and he went on his way? I'm not sure how they're going to play it yet, but he is not going to be able to remove himself from all of these deaths because his DNA is it inextricably links him to at least one of those deaths. And the others are so similar that it's becoming a mounting problem, I think, for Rex Herrmann.
It looks like an alibi of, look, I frequent sex workers. And you know, obviously, if you do that, you're going to have some DNA put onto the other individual. That in itself seems weak, considering the amount of deaths here and what they're finding within his searches, within his home and things of that nature, making that defense almost probably impossible to make.
Yeah, I think the DNA kind of is the death knell for that defense because, like you said, it's not just this, you know, innocent person who is, you know, gallivanting around with sex workers. It seems to be something far more sinister. And when you look at the nature of the other deaths, the fact that he's already charged in three, like you said, Tony, I think it's possible that more charges, more murder charges are coming down the pike. And so I think the defense of, oh, no, I just like to see prostitutes here and there is not going to get any traction whatsoever based on what we know so far.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts. Love true crime podcasts and true crime documentaries?
If so, you gotta check out our podcast, True Crime Obsessed, where we recap the true crime documentaries everybody's watching.
We say everything you're thinking and probably screaming at your TV.
We've been at the top of the podcast charts for almost 9 years, and we have over 400 episodes for you to check out right now.
We cover the cases everyone's talking about, and we also highlight the cases that have been underreported, overlooked, or forgotten.
With over 30,000 five-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, if you've never checked out True Crime Obsessed, now's the time to give us a try.
Find True Crime Obsessed wherever you get your podcasts.